Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.
What we saw is honestly probably one of the most powerful manifestations that we have ever seen. I mean, I've got to hand it, this kind of manifestation and almost like 100% healing, we haven't seen before. And the people were so demonized there. And when I say demonized, they were just like, the demons were screaming out of people like, you know, they did in Jesus' day. These demons begin to manifest and cry, like people will ride on the ground like a snake. This one lady was jumping around like a monkey. They'll just hit and scream and hoot, and literally they create confusion. Literally, they'll just holler and scream and run in the crowd. And this happens a lot during worship when we're singing about Jesus, or when Mark is preaching about Jesus. They just can't stand it. Literally, you can see that they're just burning up, and then you just, it's fun, you know. It's isn't he?
Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Lowe.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. Okay, thank you. I've got a treat for you. Today on our program, we have a guest from Mark Anderson Ministries. Now, Mark is the author of the book, Humility. I'm sure you would enjoy the book, but today we are going to enjoy a visit with his wife, Sharmila. And Sharmila is a native of that vast and wonderful and hot country of India. Hi, Sharmila.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, another beautiful day. Okay, excellent. I love your article in that magazine, the Good News Magazine. It's clean, it's informative, it touches our heart.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be with you today.
Yes, I see you're becoming world famous with this magazine and that, the Good News, and you're traveling around.
Am I?
Around.
Well, that's wonderful.
It is. You'd be surprised how many people hear you and people know you and they know your story.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. So you're from that vast, hot, and mysterious country of India.
I am. I was born and raised there, and I didn't move to the States till Mark and I got married, which was about 18 years ago. So I'm an absolute purebred Indian.
Isn't that wonderful? That's exciting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I love going back to my country and seeing what God is doing there.
Okay. You say God's moving there. Wonderful.
Is he ever?
You have some remarkable stories. And could you jump into that?
Yes, I most certainly can. In fact, just about 2 weeks ago, we were in India. We just got back from India, actually. And we were in one of the towns that we were in. It's kind of remote in the Himalaya Mountains. And just for those of you who don't know, it is believed in India that a lot of the gods originate in the Himalaya Mountains, and they have their resting places and their homes there. So we were in this town of Sundarnagar, practically every mountaintop, there's a temple to a god or a goddess. And a lot of Indians go there for pilgrim. That's the main things that town is famous for. People go for pilgrimage there for the cleansing of the sins and stuff like that. And we were in this town for 2 days. And when we got there, we learned that the pastors in that area had been praying for about 4 years for the Lord to send some workers who would help them, you know, just reap the harvest, you know, teach the believers and just encourage them and edify them and help them in the work that they were doing. And like I wrote in my article, the Lord sent the best. He sent Holy Spirit. And what the Lord did in that town, it is so clearly etched in my mind. It makes me shout with joy. It makes me laugh. And I would love to share some of the things that Holy Spirit did there. One thing I've got to let you know, yeah, is that the people in this town, like in India, you don't have pictures of Jesus. You can't walk into a Christian bookstore and there's a picture of Jesus. So they have no idea what he looks like. It's absolutely unreached. Bibles are not easily available. So, you know, for them to know about, you know, the resurrection, the death, it's absolutely foreign to them. That's one thing I really need to portray. They have no idea about the story of Jesus or what he looked like. So, and they were all, a lot of them who came were Hindus. So the first night during the prayer time, there was this one man, and these conversations that I'm going to share with you are what came about after the meetings were closed, and I was visiting with the people because I can speak Hindi. So I was just talking to them, you know, what was going on. And this one man, he and his wife were there, and he was a Hindu. And because I could tell, you know, he wears the Hindu charms and the fetishes. And he said that during the time of prayer, he saw Jesus on a cross. And he saw the blood of Jesus flow down the cross. And it was kind of like flowing over the people. And then I just looked at him, I mean, and his wife, and I said, well, you're still wearing these fetishes. And then they just like, yeah, it's like, okay, you know, Jesus is not limited by fetishes or charms or anything. And then he had a bad back. His back was hurting him. So Mark went up and prayed for him, and his back was instantly healed.
Instantly healed.
Instantly healed. Instantly healed. Yeah.
How'd that work?
He recovered.
Oh, my.
The pain went and he was walking freely. That's what Holy Spirit does.
Right then and there.
Yeah, sometimes we put limits on him, but in India, that's the thing about the Indian people. They simply believe if you tell them, my God heals, they'll say, okay, they'll receive it. They don't have to unlearn all the stuff that we've learned here in the West, you know, about why these things don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the next night was just absolutely amazing. During the time of worship, you know, we have a tremendous worship lead, and he just led the people into worship, and he was singing songs to invite the Holy Spirit. The song he sang was, Ah, Pavitra Atma, Ah, which means, come, Holy Spirit, come. And during that time, during the worship time, people were just raising their hands, and this was practically like, I was about like a 90% non-Christian.
Okay.
Collection, you know, the people were 90% unsaved, and they were just worshiping him. And actually, I should need to go back. And the night before, Mark said, are you people willing to receive Holy Spirit? Are you willing to give him authority to come and move in your town? And all these unsaved people, these Hindus, rose to their feet and said, yeah, and they confessed that we invite Holy Spirit into our town. And then and Jesus. And on the second night, during the time of worship, then Mark just felt that he just came up and said, has anyone, during worship, before he preached, now he hasn't preached, he hasn't told anyone about Jesus, no salvation message has been given, and he just felt led to ask people, has anyone had an encounter with Jesus or angels, and you've been healed? And I think he probably expected maybe, I don't know, one or two people to raise their hands. Practically the entire crowd raised their hands. I would say practically. Practically, yeah. We took testimonies for 1 hour. And then we had to say, you know what, we've got to stop right now, of people who had encounters with Jesus and were seen angels. And how do I know that? Because what they saw and what they described was exactly the way Jesus and angels are described in the Bible. And these people have never seen these things. They have never heard about it.
Remarkable.
Let me tell you one person. One lady came up and said, I saw a man, he came and he touched me, and he was wearing a crown. So we asked her, what kind of a crown? He said, well, it was kind of made of thorns. And when he touched me, he was in a white robe, I was instantly healed. She had seeping from her stomach and from some kind of a surgery, and I was instantly healed. Another person came and said, well, I saw a man in a white robe, and he had a crown, and this crown was like the crown that a king wears. These are people who have never seen him, they have no idea that Jesus came as a lamb and as a king. Another person says, I saw a pillar of fire in the tent, right in the middle of the tent, the way Jesus, the way Holy Spirit was during the Exodus. Another person said, I saw a rainbow, and in the rainbow, I saw a man's face. And then she said, I began to speak in a language that I have no idea. I don't even understand what kind of a language that is. She was speaking in tongues.
That's wonderful. Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just on and on and on. The testimonies were just astounding. Astounding. What Jesus... Oh, I got to share this one. This one just really gives me a kick. There was this one 17, 18-year-old boy. And during worship, I was watching him. He was lost in worship, and he was literally, like, shaking. And, you know, teenagers are, you know, they want to be cool most of the time, right? They're the cool, the studs, and they don't want to show that they're getting touched. But he had his arms raised, and he was shaking and crying. And then later on during the testimony, if you had a supernatural encounter, he came up and he said, well, I saw this man standing during worship. He was standing on the stage. He was wearing a white robe. He had longish hair. And he was very handsome, and he waved to me. And then later on, this boy's mother also had a supernatural encounter. She said that my son was a very troubled teen, but I believe he's not going to be anymore. So what can I say, Jesus? When he decides to move on hungry people, you just can't stop him.
It's time. It's the time for them right now, you know.
It is. Yes, Jim. I mean, what we saw is honestly probably one of the most powerful manifestations that we have ever seen. I mean, I've got to hand it. This kind of manifestation and almost like 100% healing, we haven't seen before. And the other thing, the people were so demonized there. And when I say demonized, they were just like, the demons were screaming out of people like, you know, they did in Jesus' day. There was this one young girl just throwing her on the ground. And I mean, I ministered to her for a long time, and my heart was breaking as just like hitting her head on the ground on the dirt floor and banging her feet. And she was wearing glass bangles, just hitting her hand, and the bangles were breaking and just cutting her skin, and she was bleeding. And I was just, you know, just praying over her for a long time, and the demon was just tormenting her. And then I spoke to her mother. I said, what's this young girl's story? And her mother said that we came to Christ after our daughter's marriage, and she married a Hindu man.
Okay.
And since then, this young girl had come to the Lord too. But, you know, her family was still Hindu, and being the daughter-in-law, she had to do all the Hindu traditions in the family. And, you know, and being a Christian, or she was being treated badly in her home because she had come to Christ. And then that night I was telling Mark, I said, Mark, this girl's story, it's so terrible. She's wanting to serve Jesus, but just the Hindu family and how she was manifesting. And Mark and I just cast up a prayer and said, Lord, send your angels, minister to this girl, Sushma, because of her story. And the next night, during worship, this is the second night again when the Lord moved so powerfully, she was one of the first ones to come up and testify. She could barely speak. Her voice came out in a little quiver. She said, during worship, I saw this huge angel. It had to be an angel. She said it was just as tall as the tent, and he came and he touched me, and she was instantly set free.
Instantly set free from...
And she felt the fire of God. She felt the coolness go through all at the same time. And she was instantly set free. And that day during worship, she sat and she worshiped. She didn't, the demons, I mean, because the demons left her. There were so many powerful stories. You know, it's like John, it says in the book of John, if all the things that Jesus did were recorded, all the libraries in the world would not be able to contain them. I feel the same way. What Holy Spirit did in this town, it was just marvelous. Marvelous. I mean, it was so good to see Satan crushed and completely defeated.
This is wonderful. And this,
yeah,
this demonization, this happened.
Yeah.
Explain that a little bit to us.
Okay. You know, that's one thing that we see a lot of in India where, you know, because these people, they worship, you know, these idols. And, you know, like they worship the monkey god, Hanuman. And we have seen people who worship that god literally manifest like a monkey. They'll puff, they'll blow their cheeks up like a monkey, and then they'll just jump. They'll jump like a monkey, and they'll go, speak, they literally do that, you know, and, you know, with their hands, and they'll, you know, just, if you look at it, you say, my goodness, this person's a monkey. And then you find out they've been worshipping the monkey god. Then there are people who worship Shiva, who is, you know, he is shown with a snake, and they'll manifest like a snake. They'll hiss and they'll roll on the ground. So we see a lot of this. A lot of this, because these demons, and I truly believe that demons, because they light worship, they take it in this vile, deceptive form. And when these, and you take the name of Jesus, and these demons begin to manifest and cry, like they'll, people will ride on the ground like a snake. This one lady was jumping around like a monkey. They'll just hit and scream and hoot, and literally they create confusion. Literally, they'll create, they'll just holler and scream and run in the crowd. And this happens a lot during worship when we're singing about Jesus, or when Mark is preaching about Jesus. They just can't stand it. Literally, you can see that they're just burning up. And then you just, it's fun, you know. It's, I mean, and it's fun because we're going to say, you're going to go to hell. And you can see the demons just cringing when you take the name of Jesus. It shows how powerful Jesus is and how defeated these demons are. Like I was telling this one, you know, this one person manifested. I said, you've got to go. I plead the blood of Jesus. And the demon goes, no! Literally, literally. And then, you know, they had to go. And you know, and even that night, because of the way Holy Spirit moved, the first night, the following night, a lot of Hindus came from a lot of surrounding villages. And they were freely letting us cut off, you know, their fetishes and, you know, the Hindu, what they call it in Hindi, tavizes, you know, their charms and, you know, with their little ohms and stuff like that. Freely, they were literally freely saying, come and cut it off. So that's how much, and you know that for somebody to give up your good luck charm or your taviz, something you believed in all your life, to in one instant, you know that they've had an encounter and they're willing to let that go.
After people have this experience, yes. Where do they go and what do they do?
See, that is another very important part of what we do, is our follow-up. We so believe in follow-up, because there's no point in loving them for two nights and then say, bye-bye, we're out of here, now you're on your own. So one thing that we have done in the past is when we go to very unreached places, we have planted churches. We have raised up pastors and planted churches so that the pastors can take care of them. But fortunately, this time, we have, in the surrounding areas, we have a good team of Christian leaders who can go in there. So what we do is we sometimes leave support. If we have the finances at that time, we leave the support for follow-up meetings where the pastors can go into those villages or continue doing little, you know, smaller meetings. Another thing that we always do is on the final night of the meeting, we invite all the Christian ministers and leaders who are in ministry in those areas, and we ask them to introduce themselves and to let the people know where their churches are, that these people, that these new believers can come and attend their churches. And we have seen great success with that. Like in this town of Sundarnagar, this one church, the next Sunday, there were about 30 more people who attended. Just one church we got a report from. And there were about, you know, maybe five or six churches represented in that entire area, very unreached. And even, in fact, just today, Mark, you know, kind of setting out letters and feelers to Randy and Bill and other people that, you know, can you help send others from your Bible college who would have a heart to do this follow? We have a couple of people who Mark has mentored who are going to be going into these places and doing follow-up meetings. But like, you know, in India, you have to be a little cautious with the way things are. But follow-up is so essential to us, and we really take it very seriously, and we invest quite a bit in that too. So,
Wonderful, wonderful. Is there any more fun than this? It's just...
No, nothing. Seriously, Jim, you know, sometimes Mark and I will joke, and it's like, do we really have anything to do? We just go there, and Holy Spirit is everything, you know? He does it all. Mark and I say that he's the best boss in the world. He always shows up at the job site and he does the work.
Oh yeah. Oh my.
Isn't he?
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, you know, the Lord has done so many wonderful things. I just want to think of something that, oh, you know what? Another story came to my mind. Do you understand? There was this young at this meeting. this was this young Indian bride, and I could tell she was a very newly married girl because of just the way in India a bride will, just the way she'll dress, the kind of bangles she'll wear. You can tell that she's just been married a few days. And she was just a pretty girl, and she was sitting in the crowd the first night. And then I chatted with her a little bit. And the second night, she came up to me with her sister-in-law and her sister-in-law's little infant son. And the infant son had a little, you know, like a black mark on his face. And that is a mark that, you know, in India, they put it on them intentionally to ward off evil spirits and stuff like that. So this young bride was telling me that, pray for my sister-in-law and my baby after market priest and stuff. So I said, you know what? You don't need to use this black mark anymore. And this young bride says, yeah, the blood of Jesus is more than enough, and he protects us, and he provides us healing, and this and that. So I was impressed. I said, hey, how long have you been in the Lord? She said, well, I just heard about it for the first time yesterday. I said, really? I said, how come you have such tremendous understanding? I said, that's great. She said, you know what? I just feel like somebody is teaching the scriptures to me. I just feel like somebody's explaining Jesus to me. And instantly I thought, isn't that the way Paul was taught when he went into Arabia, into the desert, and the Lord just revealed himself to him?
Yes.
That's what he's doing here. Hungry people. The hunger was there, and the Lord is revealing himself. So
these people in India who haven't heard about Jesus or the gospel, the Christian way of life, they're learning so fast. Not only are they learning, but they're experiencing a personal encounter with God and His Holy Spirit. This is remarkable. Yes, it is.
Exactly. You know, and that's one thing we've experienced, like I was mentioning earlier. You tell them something that, you know, Jesus heals. Okay, He'll heal. I believe He'll heal. And He does. So it's quite easy. And, you know, like Mark was saying, there's a small percentage who fight this and, you know, don't want the gospel to go forth. But the average Indian is willing and will receive, because they've seen that, you know, what they've been worshiping and serving is not working. They're in bondage. They're sick. They're diseased. They're demonized, you know. And along comes this loving God who doesn't ask them to do anything, just accept Him. And He does it all for them. So it's beautiful. It really is. Another wonderful story I remember, this was in another town that we were in, but on this trip, was we did the meeting the night, and then, you know, the meeting was over, people dispersed. Then the next night, we had the meeting again. And this one young girl came up and testified. She said that after the meeting, the previous night, she went home, and, you know, they were getting ready for bed or whatever they were doing, and a poisonous snake bit her, stung her. Her parents rushed her to the emergency room, and the doctor said, there is no poison in your body. There is nothing. You're fine.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Fun, isn't it?
Yes.
And she even just came to the Lord that night. She just accepted Him as Lord and Savior that night. So it's like, yeah, Jesus. What can
wonderful.
We say?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. Isn't He?
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, the stories that you're telling us, Sharmila, are, well, they're like back in the Bible time. And, you know, in the Gospels, for example, in the Gospel of Luke, the author of the Gospel of Luke, of course, is Luke, but he also wrote the book of Acts. And he starts out the book of Acts by writing the ministry which Jesus began to do and teach. In other words, his previous book was the ministry that Jesus began to do and teach. And, well, if he began, this was the start of something big. And people like our ministers today from Mark Anderson Ministries, Sharmila and Mark, they are doing the works of Jesus, and they are carrying on the ministry that Jesus began. You see, Jesus' ministry did not pass away when He ascended into heaven. Jesus' ministry did not stop when they put the back on the Bible. Jesus' ministry did not quit when some people believe they've founded the church. No, Jesus' ministry is continuing on, as it says in the book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, the last chapter, that these signs will follow them that believe. Oh, I'm so thankful and just so excited about having Shamila here today. And she's excited too. Could you pray for those people that are listening today? Maybe they've heard this for the first time, or maybe they say to themselves, I want that. I want what you're talking about today.
I would love to.
Great.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come into your presence. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity of talking about you. We know this power when we talk about you and talk about the testimony and the things that you're doing. Your word says that the power that as we speak about you, that you will manifest and do those things again. And as we've talked about you appearing to people and healing them, we pray the same thing upon all those who've heard your word tonight, God, that you would appear to them in dreams and visions. And if they're broken bodies that need healing, God, that you would touch them, Father, and restore health and wholeness in Jesus' name. We thank you that you're the same God, the same Jesus, same Holy Spirit who is doing these powerful things in India. You are the same God in America, the same God in England, the same God all over the world. And we just invite that Spirit. We invite Holy Spirit into our midst, Father God. We give you permission to move. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that the harvest fields are ripe and ready all over the world. And we thank you that as we're obedient to go into the nation that you call us to go, whether financially, whether prayerfully, or whether physically, Father God, that you bring forth the fruit, Father. I thank you for this opportunity, Father God, of sharing your word and praying over these people. And I thank you that you bless Jim and bless this radio station and bless his ministry. In Jesus' precious, precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Shamila, could you give us, how do we get in touch with you?
All right, that's quite easy. We have a website. That is markandersonministries.com.
Could you repeat that?
markandersonministries.com.
We had a wonderful time with you today, Shamila. Shamila Anderson from Mark Anderson's Ministries. And, well, we got to have more from Mark Anderson's Ministries. Amen.
Sounds wonderful, Jim. Appreciate you giving us this opportunity.
So, until we meet again, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Would you like to have Jim Rome come to your group, church, or special event? Dr. Rome is interested in hearing from you. You can call Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. That's Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. 5655.
Whoa, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord, and oh, Lord. Said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll made whole. And whoa, she spent her money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine touched him, the Savior didn't see. But still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I who just wanna touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now." She stood there crying, "Oh, oh, 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 oh." I know I